Okay, Parshas Balak. So, you have a packet? Vayamod Malach Hashem b'mishol hakramim gader mizeh v'gader mizeh. So the Malach was in the vineyard there, and there was the one wall on one side, one wall on the other side, gader mizeh v'gader mizeh, and it was stopping the Bilam and the donkey. So there's a fascinating medrash, unbelievable, page 5. Gader mizeh v'gader mizeh, says the Medrash Rabbah, ein ata yachol lishlot bohem. He says that the Malach is saying, you cannot, you Bilam, you cannot combat the Jewish people. Hello?
That's not a Malach thing.
Hello? Hello?
That's not a
Malach
saying.
Ain't a yachol lishlod b'hem.
It's just a factual statement.
Yeah. Shebideihem luchos ksuvim mishnei evreihem mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim.
Hello. I'm giving shiur now. We'll be back in half an hour.
It doesn't appear. She says a lot. That's where the parish is.
Okay. Where is it? Which parish?
Here. Look down. The second line.
Okay.
So the mizeh u'mizeh of the mishol klam goder mizeh v'goder mizeh is related to this pasuk of the luchos on page 3. Luchos haksuvim mishnei evreim mizeh u'mizeh heim ksuvim. So it's saying that you can't start off with the Jewish people who have the mizeh mizeh, gader mizeh, but gader mizeh is a remez to the mizeh u'mizeh of the luchos. Don't think you're going to start up with the Jewish people who accepted the luchos ksuvim mishnei evreihem mizeh u'mizeh heim ksuvim. So what's the connection?
Oh. It has the same halach by ki pisum sech or regalim. The Jewish nation.
Right, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. Right. That's a different shear. So, we know there's a famous Gemara on page 6. In the Gemara Kedusha and the Lamed Tesem Beis. Rav Omar Hamani Rav Yaakov he the Omar Skar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. We know Rav Yaakov Shita is that we don't have Skar in this world. Skar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. So if you look at the Arugas Habosim on page 11. It says, Vayamod Malach Hashem b'mishol karamim. Isa b'sefer HaKodesh Chomas Ariel. B'mishol, Rashi Tevas, Mishol is Rashi Tevas Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al Malek. Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al Malek. V'nir lo'avin in yonu. Mash ramzul l'mama, t'irev godem mizeh v'godem mizeh. D'ibiyolam ratzol l'katreg al Yisrael. Bilam wanted to prosecute the Jewish people, Kalam. Upshita the al schar olam haba lo yasu devar of roshim klal. In other words, he doesn't think he could have the domain of olam haba to get the Jews not to get olam haba. That would not be in his domain. So he knew that. So at best, he wanted to maybe ruin it for them in olam hazeh. to curse them in Olam Hazeh. It's Amitz al Choponim Shulo Yisku Latovas Olam Hazeh. V'chishev Shemazeh Yuchol Menachil is Komen Aleim. And why? Because Schar Mitzvah Bahal Meleka. So we don't have the Schar for our mitzvahs. So our status in this world is not so strong in terms of our mitzvahs, because our mitzvahs we're not getting paid for in this world. So therefore, and that's why it says the word mishol. Mishol kramim is the remez of schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. Because in this world, our mitzvahs are not being credited towards our life in this world. So he said, so that's the point. In this world, the Jews are vulnerable. So that's why I'm going to put my klola for this world. For Olam Haba, they have a lot of zchusim. I'm not going to, I don't have any chance.
And
not
they get
payers
in this
world. 1 second. Aval be'emes b'vur b'marsha, the marsha says, that he's schar mitzvah b'hai gufa leka, mikol mokum schar masha Yisrael mosifim lasos gedorim v'siyogim. Marsha says that we don't get for schar in this world for our mitzvahs. Things that we have to do, we don't get schar for. But the things that we add on, the extra chumras, the extra hidurim, that we get, and that's pshat in the Gemara in Brachas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, he's going to favor you, because Torah says, V'chaltem V'savatu V'irachto, you only have to bench if you're soveya, V'hei Mekdaktikim Alatzmam, Akizayis V'akibetza. And, but we bench even on a kizayis, even if we're not full. So he says, that's the pshat. Haynu d'herolo, d'afal gav d'schar mitzvah b'hai al-maleka, mikol mokom came in Yisrael osim, gader mizeh v'gader mizeh, that they make, so don't think we're weak in this world, because we do gader mizeh v'gader mizeh, ruyim l'kabal schar. And therefore, that's what he says, that you can't harm us in this world either, because we're getting schar for the gader mizeh, for gader mizeh. That's one thing. Then he says another pshat, the Arugas HaBelsim. This first piece of the Arugas HaBelsim had nothing to do with that medrash about the luchos. Now he's going to talk about the luchos. What does the luchos have to do with anything? So he says like this. Nirul Musayat and Shwai, the S. Bilam Shabikish, the Kala Israel, Iker Magmoso Hoiso, Akoparim Lishlom Mehem Shalvos Olam Hazer. Like he said before, that was what he was trying to target, Olam Hazer. The Bavada Mishar Olam Haba, he knew he's not going to be able to, that's too much, that's not in his jurisdiction. Go, you grow Bishvil Koloso. Aval Mishalvos Olam Hazer, Dima Menafsho Shelo Shlita Aleim. Taschar Mitzvah Bahal Malekah. But we know the Rambam says before Peshem Shnayis on Rambam, Tal Mitzvah Shemein Adam L'Chaveiro Yeshdo Schar Mitzvah Gam Olam Hazeh. The Rambam says the Peshem Shnayis in Peah Elu Varmo Shalchan Paisayim Olam Hazeh Keri Kenes L'Olam Habah. You get Schar from Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in this world, because this world we're dealing with Chaveirim. So this world is the world of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So if you do a Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you get scarred in this world. That's, and then the famous Rambam, Rav Aaron Kotler was into this Rambam. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam means that you get scarred for Talmud Torah because Talmud Mevili De Maisa. So it's also like Rav Aaron Kotler said, it's considered a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro as well. That's what it means, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, because Talmud Mevili De Maisa. So it's also considered bein adam l'chaveiro. Because if you learn, then you have to do chesed. So he says like this. So he says, Hinei be'emes kol mitzvahs ha-Torah, tzarku yachdav lios mitzvahs b'shnei ponim, ben adam l'makom isnu nami, ben adam l'chaveiro. Ta kol mitzvah osim b'shem kol Yisrael. He says, really, the mitzvahs are connected. Because any time you do a mitzvah, you do it b'shem kol Yisrael. A mitzvah like tefillin, you're doing it b'shem kol Yisrael. So therefore, you bring a toelis, not only for yourself, but for everybody.
That's a lot of Hasidic notion, isn't it?
Yeah, meil kol mitzvah she'osu hu toelis l'chol Yisrael. Meil havel gam mitzvah she'bein adam l'chaveiro. So every mitzvah bein adam l'makom is also helping bein adam l'chaveiro. And the same thing, gemilas chasodim, she'osu bein adam l'chaveiro, that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach, that you're helping out. Because like Rav Khan said, based on the Gemara Bava Basra, you're helping out your fellow Jew. So Hashem is happy, because they're all banim, like Rav Khan said, based on the Gemara Bava Basra, they're all my children. So one child's helping out. When you see one child helps out another child, a parent has nachas, that one child's helping out another child. So when you do a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, you're giving nachas ruach to the parent, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anytime you do a mitzvah ben adam what? Ben adam l'chaveiro, it's also giving nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben adam l'makom. Oh, so he says that's the pshat on page 12. Nearly the remez zeba beluchos are yuksuvim mishnei avrehem mizeh umizeh. He says, the luchos were shnei avrei, mizeh umizeh. So it means like this, that he had here, on one side, anochi, and then kabedes avicha, right? You had the right side and the left side. And then it was on the other side also. But so it comes out that whatever was on the left side, on one side, is on the right side of the other. Because on you have Anochi here and Kabeit here, when you turn it around, so the Anochi is going to be on the right, on the other side. So that means each side is going to have both Ben Odom Chavir and Ben Odom Lamakom. So it shows that, and what's the, that's Mizeh Uvizeh Im Ksuvim, that the Ben Odom Chavir is connected to Ben Odom Lamakom, and Ben Odom Lamakom is connected to Ben Odom Chavir. And that's how we just explained before, because whenever you do Ben Adam La Chaveiro, you're giving Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's Ben Adam L'Makom. And whenever you do Ben Adam L'Makom Lach M'Shem Kol Yisrael, you're giving Zchuyus for Ben Adam La Chaveiro. So that's what was said here. Bilam is trying to curse the Jewish people because he thinks Schar Mishol Karamim, that we don't have Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Maleka. But Maleka, but what? But the Rambam says, but Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is and everything is really Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Because Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and Ben Adam L'Makom is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Because everything is connected. So everything that we have in this world is also, so therefore we have a good standing in this world also. And that's what Pshat is. How could you start up with them and you think you could deflect their Olam Hazeh? You know? How can you deflect their Olam Hazeh? Because they accepted the Luchos. Mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim. And the Luchos show us that Olam Hazeh, that Ben Adam L'Chaveir and Ben Adam L'Makom are really connected.
Right.
And therefore, everything we do, Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, is all connected, and therefore we get. And so he says two pshatim. So the first pshat, he says the reason why we have stature in old Olam is the gader is the geder, the chumras that we do, the extra things. And the other thing he said is what is the is the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, which the Rambam says he gets higher in this world. And everything we do, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Ben Adam L'Makom is also Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And that's how he explains the idea. One last thought, and that's I saw in the Freiman Arav. And very quickly, he says the following. He says, you have a Mishnah in Bava Basra. He says like this. He says, Lo es habor, page 13. Lo es habor velo es ados. Afo bishu kosel al umku vruba. Tzorech likoch lo derech. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Chomi oin tzorech likoch lo derech. Questions like this. Say I own a field, right? I own a field. And in the field, I own a mansion in the field. And I sell you the mansion, but I don't sell you the field. So now you own the mansion, I still own the field. So now, but how am I going to get to the mansion? I have to walk on the field. I don't own the field. So the question is, when you sold the mansion, is it included that you also sold at least a pathway, even though that wasn't articulated? So that's the machlokas. When somebody sells something, ba'ayin yafeh, hu mocher, so it means he's selling the house, but obviously you have to get to the house. So he's selling what?
A path.
And he's selling a path. Oh. So the Yismach Moshe, because when Adam mocher, ba'ayin yafeh, hu mocher, that's the machlokas. Yeah, but we assume Adam mocher ba'ayin yafeh hu mocher. So the Freiman of the Yismach Moshe says the same thing on page 15. What's the house? What's the ultimate bias? What's that palace? That's Olam Haba. We want Olam Haba. And Hashem is wanting us to get Olam Haba. So how are we going to get Olam Haba? How are we going to get Olam Haba? We need Olam Hazeh to get to Olam Haba. That's what Hashem put us in this world, to get Olam. So if we don't have anything in Olam Hazeh, then Hashem can't expect us to get to Olam Haba. So Hashem, we're supposed to buy the, get the house, get the Olam. So obviously it has to be what? We have to have at least a derech. Because look, if we have poverty in this world, we don't have any home, so how are we going to, if you have poverty, you can't buy tefillin, you can't buy tzitzis, you can't have a sukkah, you need something in Olam Hazeh. You can't say we can live a world in Olam Hazeh not having anything. So he says like this. So look at page 20. He says like this. The Freiman Rav says like this, on page 20, Nirul Farish, I'll appear now. The Rak Bahashpas Olam Hazeh, top left, page 20. Nirul Farish, I'll appear now. The Rak Bahashpas Olam Hazeh, Ratzol Vazikun. Right? That's the same idea, that Bilam knows his focus is Olam Hazeh, that he shouldn't have. Oh, we'll have Hokkit, Skarbe Mitzvah, Baal Melekah. So he says, Yesh Lomar, Beis Tshuvah's Vadover. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuvah. See, the question is, what do you mean, Skarbe Mitzvah, Baal Melekah? Understand, the Torah is full with so many psukim that say, Ayam Shama Tishmu, you're going to get an Parshas B'chukosai. It's full of Schar and Olam Hazeh. So the Rambam says, and it's the last page of the packet, that all the brachas that the Torah says that we're going to have is not the Schar. That's just if Hashem sees we're interested in doing mitzvahs, so he's going to give us things in Olam Hazeh just to facilitate that if I'm not healthy, how could I do, you know, if I don't have some parnasa, how could I? So Hashem is going to facilitate Olam Hazeh to enable us to do Olam Haba, to get to Olam Haba. But not only it's a schar. Schar, we're going to get an Olam, we can't even imagine what the schar is going to be. This is not even schar. The fact that the Torah says that im shamo tishmu v'nasati mitaretzchem b'ito, that's not even the schar. That's just to facilitate. V'ach l'tzorach v'efshos l'kiyum ha-mitzvos. So he says, so he quotes the Yismach Moshe, that Hashem, mocha b'ayis v'shir chotzer, ein tzorach l'okech l'klos lo derech. He doesn't have to buy a pathway, because the pathway came along with it. The mestoma mocha g'ayim ha-derech. So if Hashem says, "Tzizek shehikne Hashem yisbarach la'amo hanifchar olam haba beis Hashem," Hashem says, "I want you to get, I want to give you olam haba. I want you to mean that big mansion. That's olam haba. if Hashem wants us to buy that, to get that, so obviously included in that is he has to give us a derech to get there. And that's the derech and olam hazeh. That's the prozdor. That's olam hazeh's dov mila prozdor. So therefore, that's what we say back to Bilam. Hashti yifar. Hayod malach Hashem b'mishol kramim. V'vatel tainas. So what is mishol, he's saying? Schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. But what do we say back? Like Rashi says, what is a mishol? Shvil. We say back, oh, we don't have olam hazeh. It's not, we say back to Bilam, it's not true. Because we have the shvil. And olam hazeh, we don't have everything. We don't need all this, all the crazy things that everyone is looking for. But we need something. That's the shvil to get to. So we have that shvil. That's the mishol krum. You say we don't have anything because mishol, schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. It's not true. We have the mishol means the shvil. That we need. We need to have basics. Basic food, basic parnasa to send our kids to yeshiva, to buy, do mitzvahs, to do chesed. We need that. And that has to come. Because if Hashem is selling us the bias, then he has to sell us what? The derech also. When you sell the mansion, even though you didn't sell the grounds, but it's included the derech. Because v'ayin yofeh humocha. And that's what we say back to Bilam. So that's the pshat. Mishol Kvarim, Gardei Mizeh, Gardei Mizeh. So these are like three different mahalchim that we saw here about, you know, what's the idea of Olam Hazeh? In Olam Hazeh, we get tzchar if we do more than we're just required to do. Gardei Mizeh, Gardei Mizeh. And then we get tzchar in Olam Hazeh for Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And really, everything we do has an Adam L'Chaveiro connection. That's the Shnei Luchos. Because even Midonim Lamakum is, if we do Adam Midonim Lamakum, we're Mashpia on everyone. Midonim Lamakum is connected to Midonim Lachaveri, Midonim Lachaveri is connected to Midonim Lamakum. And also, we have to have, we can't say we don't have anything in Olam Hazeh. What we have in Olam Hazeh is the Shvil Karamim. It's the Shvil. In other words, you don't need to have a Lexus and a this and a that and a crazy things, but you have to have basic things. To get to that bias, to get basic parnasa, basic things to be able to do chesed. Basic, you need health. You can't say, oh, the point is Hashem put us in the olam hazeh that we should earn. You know, we should earn olam haba. So if he sells us the bias, then it comes with the bias is the shvil. So that's the shvil problem. So that's what it says. God demi zeh, God demi zeh, halkeinu b'olam hazeh, she'eveinu l'chayeh olam haba. And that's of various aspects. And that's the hashkafa we have to have. A person, you know, just wants excess luxuries. For what? For what purpose? You need bare necessities. Bare necessities that you need, you know, you shouldn't live badach. The Chazal tell us a person who lives banias is mavir al das kono. You know, that could cause, it's not a mitzvah to be an oni. You shouldn't be an oni. But that doesn't mean you also have to look to be, you know, excessively wealthy. You need to have a parnasa that you'll be able to properly service HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Torah Tana.
You have to have something, right? You don't have to have the fancy things, but you have to have okay, so you have to have a bear, you know, but Chazal say that Anias is Mavir al das kono, right? Here in Malafam and base. So you need Hachavas Adas, but sometimes people, so you need that shvil. The shvil you need. And that's what we're telling Bilam. That we get. So don't think you're going to take away the shvil from us. You're in the shvil. So don't block the path. The path is for us. That's the derech. Mocha bayis, mocha the shvil imo. So that's a proper hashkafa of what is olam hazeh. Chalkeinu olam hazeh is only kefi sheyavienu lechaye olam haba. Some people on high madrega, they could get away with less. And But then there's a level of, you know, being totally indigent, etc. That's where that we're not supposed to be.
Bilam was trying to be Marvel Das Kanya to take that away from them.
Yeah, right. Bilam was wanting to say we don't get anything. We don't get anything from Olam Hazeh. So we say no. We get the Shvil Karamim.
So his klala was
to take away Olam Hazeh. But don't we say we have a chelik in Olam Hazeh. The chelik of Olam Hazeh has whatever's nogeya to facilitate we should get to the bias, that we should get to Olam Haba. And different people, different ways. Some people, will be over Hashem this way, that way. But that's the focus.
Maybe
but not just stam to be a glutton and to just, you know, just for the sake, but to focus the Shvil Karamim to get to the bias that we have and that you can't take away from us. That you can't take. And all the Rambam, the Teshuva, he says all the things that the Torah says we're going to get for doing mitzvahs is not the schar. That's just facilitators. The facilitators we need. We need to have facilitators.
Maybe his kavanah was to take away the facilitators of Mimela will be Marbra Das Kainan.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Take away the facilitators, right. Okay. But that's the Gadarim he's there. So these are two ideas from the Arugas Kabosim and then from the Freiman Rav based on the Yismach Moshe. So this is a very big Yisod in this Parsha. So Gadarim Yizeh, and the connection to the Luchos, and the connection to the Chumras, and the connection to the Mishal Kramim, and Bez Hashem, we should all have Shefa Bracha Vatzloch Alonu Chol Beis Yisrael.
Hello?
Yeah. How are you?